I've had a few too many tonight. Fall is always a difficult time of year for me. September, specifically, is the worst. This day, the most awful of all. I'm in my home away from home, Ridged Edge, a biker bar just outside my hometown of Blue Ridge, Georgia, because I don't trust myself to be anyplace else. It's a place where, despite everyone knowing my name, I can forget who I am. James Harrington. That's my name, my birthright, and my curse. I didn't always hate being a Harrington. At one time, I took it as a privilege. I used it to my advantage. But a name doesn't stop you from losing everything. The biker babe on my thigh cups my chin and forces me to look at her. I'm not about to tell her my woes. Few people know the truth, and that's the way I like it. Trixie, Trudy, Tabby. I can't remember her name, but I squeeze her hip. She's wearing the shortest of short skirts and black leather, and a white top cut so low her red bra hangs out. Her thick ass presses into my thigh. She's unfamiliar in so many ways. She isn't the woman I thought would be sitting on my legs at my age. By 48, I believe my life would be many things, but none of them hold true.
Second impressions. I knew this was a terrible idea. I hadn't been in Blue Ridge in years, almost 6, to be exact. I left on a cold, rainy day when life felt hopeless and I tried not to look back. I was in a bad place then. I'm so much better now. But somehow, seeing James with that woman on his lap does something to my insides. No, I absolutely would not be joining them. My heart is crushed again. I see I've made a mistake. I'm talking to myself at this point as I've given James my back. Tearing my eyes from the hussy licking my husband's ear like a lapdog, I gaze up at the giant of a man at my side as I speak. He has a scruffy salt-and-pepper jaw and longish hair to match. With his arms crossed over his broad chest, he gives me a pitying glance. I want to kick myself for thinking this was the right way to handle things. I've worked hard to place James in the past, because that's where he asked me to put him. It's another reason I'm here now. I'm thinking about my future. Dalton Braun wants a future with me. It had taken years to get to a point where I felt comfortable dating, and a few more before I considered marrying anyone else. The concept seemed daunting until I realized how truly lonely and empty I've been. I wanted to be whole again, and Dalton did that for me. He was stable, steady, and good stock. My family would approve of him, whereas they never approved of James.